Blog Talk Radio.
After the death of Solomon, God divided the kingdom of Israel into two houses. There were 10 tribes in the northern kingdom, known as the Lost Tribes of Israel. They were cast out into the world because of their great sin against God. However, God promised in the last days he would gather these lost tribes back to Israel before the return of our Lord. Unknowingly, some of the churches made up of these lost tribes known as the House of Ephraim. God is now calling them to prepare to come back home to the land he gave our fathers. The call to prepare has been sounded.
Welcome, Ephraimites, and Shalom. This is your host, Sister Donna Deckard, and this is the House of Ephraim, Blog Talk Radio, and it is quarterly week. And so we have today with us Prophet Mark Reinbold, but first, a word from our announcer.
And now from Cradle of Hope are some important announcements for you. This month from Cradle of Hope is a must-have gift offer, the transition of the church. God has transitioned the church since the days of the book of Acts. Don't miss out on this last and greatest move of God. Jesus Christ is returning for a church full of power and glory. This transition will bring the church forward. Send a gift of $25 or more. Call today and get free shipping if you ask for the Transition of Church gift offer. Call 618-262-2810 or go online at jewishprophet.com. Send a gift of $25 or more and ask for the Transition of the Church gift offer.
Welcome back. This is your host, Sister Donna Deckard. I have a few announcements. First of all, it is quarterly week. We will be having service tonight at 7 p.m., and then tomorrow we'll have service 10 a.m., 12 noon, 5 p.m., and then Sunday morning at 10 a.m., we will have service. So make sure you come. We also have our YouTube channel, Jewish Prophet, on Friday nights is Prophet Mark Reinbold, and Wednesday is myself. And of course, this week we didn't do that because of quarterly. As I said, I have here Prophet Mark Reinbold.
Is this the end? Yeah. All right. Well, welcome, everybody. My name is Prophet Mark Reinbold. So glad to be here. Blog Talk Radio. Yes, there was a day where I actually invented the Blog Talk Radio station, and I did, and then the prophet said, "Well, you get to preach," and I'm like, "What?" And here I am today, and we are going to have our quarterly. I'm so excited. It's going to be an awesome quarterly, folks. For you people that are coming, you are in for a treat, and God is going to deliver. God is going to do miracles, and we're going to see the power of the anointing of Almighty God in power and practice. And that's what it's all about, folks. Not only that, we got some absolutely anointed teaching here this weekend. You're not going to want to miss it. So if you get a chance to still make the quarterly, I would highly recommend it. And we're going to be there, and you're going to not be disappointed. So, well, anyway, again, I'm sitting around here with a couple of the brothers here, and we're just talking. We're out here in the garage. And everything happens in the garage. Of course, I see the sign over here. What happens in the garage stays in the garage. So sometimes it can get a little exciting in here. But at the end of the day, God's getting it done. But anyway, I just want to encourage everybody. You know, God is bringing Ephraim together. And, they're out there in today's world, it's just like it's just exploding. You know, the Democrats are upset at the Republicans, and the Republicans are upset at the Democrats, and the liberals and the conservatives. And let me tell you what, it's not going to get any better, folks. Everybody, and the church is divided amongst itself, and it keeps on subdividing. But listen to me, folks. God is bringing Ephraim together, and that's going to be a sign unto this world. How could he bring people together from all nations, nationalities, religions, denominations. How can he do that? But he is going to do that. And you know how he's going to do that? And I figured out a long time ago. He's going to do it because that we're going to, because it's going to be based off of the truth of God's word. There's only one truth to God's word. You can say, well, the word of God says this, and but or the word of God says that. But let me tell you what, there's only one truth. There's one God, there's one set of people, and there's one truth. And that's it, folks. And we have to find out what that is. See? We can't just say, well, I'm right about this, and I'm right. You could be wrong. How many times do I have to say, well, I was wrong about that? See? You can't get to the point where you can say, well, I'm right about this. You have to get into the Word of God. And let me tell you what, as I always like to tell people, you know, I've studied the Word of God for a long, long time now. And the things that I believe, now listen to me, the things that I believe are not based off just a few scriptures. So if you come at me and say, well, it says this in the Bible, I don't know, Prophet Mark, you might be wrong. Well, let me tell you what, you better come at me with more than just one scripture. Because I got at least 100 behind what I'm saying. And you see, by the end of the day, there's the truth of God's word. And God's word will align upon itself. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here, there, a little here, a little there. And he's going to bring us forth. He's going to bring us forth, folks. And he is bringing, we are the generation that's going home, folks. It wasn't your moms and dads. It wasn't your grandmas and grandpas. It's you. You're the one. And isn't that something? How is it that we're the one and they weren't the one? You know why? Because it's about like building a building. You know, you start building the foundation, you put the bricks up, and you do the flooring, and you get in there and do the drywall, and you put the roof on, and of course, don't do this in the order I'm saying, but anyway, you get the idea. And then one day, it's all looking real good, and then you just flip the switch, the power goes on, and it's ready. You can move in. And let me tell you what, that's what this generation is like. We have the revelation knowledge to go back to Israel. We have it. We have it if you could but believe it. Let me tell you what. Church is still going to be subdividing. The church is still going to be in a religion. But let me tell you what. There's going to be a remnant of people who want. You know what they're going to want? They're not going to want fancy bands. They're not going to be wild with some, he's such a great speaker. Oh, it was your marketing campaign. No, it's not going to be that. I'm telling you right now, what is it going to be? It's going to be, that's the truth of God's word. We're coming together. We're going to get it done. We're going to, now listen to me, we're going to learn how to become good sheep. We're going to learn how to protect each other. We're going to learn what it is. And let me tell you what, we're going to go back to Israel, and we're going to show the world how this thing gets done. We're going back to Israel one day, and not only are we going to get together with ourselves and be of one accord. See, God is bringing this thing together to one accord. See, there's going to be an order and authority. We're going to respect each other. We're going to learn. Now, listen to me. We're going to learn how to love each other. It's going to happen, folks. And you can be a part of it. See, and there's going to be people out there who want to be a part of it. Or you can be part of the world. Well, I just love to be part of the world, and all my friends are in the world, and we go on vacations together, and my mom and dad this, and my friends that. And I'm not saying that you can't spend time with your moms and dads and your friends, and that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it goes deeper than that. I'm saying you have a supernatural reason for being here, to fulfill what God has in your life. And God's going to get it done, folks. God's absolutely going to get it done. Well, let me tell you what. I know I'm starting to preach here, and I'm beginning to really, really like it. I could probably go for a while. Just get me a Bible here. I'll pull out some scriptures, and we'll just go to town. But I got a few young men here that have something to say, and The first one here is a young man by the name of Prophet Phil, and Prophet Phil's got some wisdom. Prophet Phil, he told me, he says, "Well, I don't know what I'm going to say." Well, we're about ready to find out what Prophet Phil's got to say, because he didn't practice or nothing. Here he is. Prophet Phil, tell us who you are and what's going on.
Thank you, Prophet Martin. I am Prophet Philip Stokes, and very nice to be here with the brothers, and to be in the garage to sit here and get ready for quarterly, and to have the opportunity to talk on blogs, what's on our hearts and so forth. And, you know, Prophet Mark was talking about spiritually, we're here because we're Ephraim. We have a spiritual connection. And because of that connection, if you've already came to that conclusion, then the next thing that you've got to understand is, well, it's not like, well, you've arrived and nothing's ever going to touch you or come against you. No, you did was started the war. And there's going to be battles that will come to your life. You're going to have to learn to stand. You're going to have to learn to stand through all the fighting that you're going to have to go through, spiritual, physical, and it's going to come right close to home. It's going to come real close to home. And if you get to the point where you get bitter and you get to the point where, well, now all of a sudden, well, it's Prophet Mark's fault or it's Ephraim's fault or it's God's fault, and you're going to be on the outside looking in on this thing. But you've got to learn to stand your ground. You've got to learn the tactics of the powers of darkness. You've got to learn the concepts of what? Purpose of temptation, which we've been teaching on this year at some point, the purpose of temptation and understanding that you know, God's got to grow you up. He's got to get you to a place where you can go through those trials and you'll come out standing. And you won't look back, you won't stop, you won't whine, you'll push forward because you know your strength is through Him. And you know where He's brought you from, and you know who you are. But see, you've got to come to that decision too. Who are you? Are you Ephraim? Are you really chosen? Absolutely you are. Because God knows who you are. You have that spiritual connection. You know, I've had a lot of things come this year that sure didn't come last year on me, that tried me through just exactly what I'm talking about. Things is like, oh my gosh, well, what is going on here? But I know what's going on. God is trying me like gold. He's putting me through that furnace. He's finding out, are you going to grow up? Are you going to learn? Are you going to be able to handle it? Or are you going to back down and say, well, you know, the world looks easy. Maybe I'll just go back to the world. Maybe I'll back to the church, you know. I have to go all the way back to the world. But see, that isn't the answer. You can't go back and pull away from something that God through the Holy Spirit brought you to. See, you can't blaspheme the Holy Spirit. You can't say, well, okay, I you know, at one time I believed that I was supposed to be here, but now I don't. That's very dangerous. Very dangerous. You know, the scripture says that, you know, the one unforgivable sin is blaspheming the Holy Spirit. And so, you know, make your decision wisely when you come in. But also understand, we're here. The family of Ephraim is here to love you, to support you, and to grow you up. That's why we have these blog talks. That's why we have the media table. That's why we have the YouTubes and all the hours that goes into all that. So the why, at any moment in time, you can grab material and you can believe God, that God, bring me the material that I need for this moment, you know, and He will. And then do the next step. Study to show yourself approved. Don't just take our word for it. Yeah, we're going to bring you scriptures. We're going to bring you the anointing. But you go home and you open up those scriptures and you read them for yourself and not come to the same conclusions. Just like Prophet Mark was saying, don't come to me with one scripture trying to counteract what I'm saying. You better have more ammo than that. Why? Because he studied, and he's got hundreds of scriptures for whatever subject, if not more. Because, see, he had to study. He had to come to the point of going, well, that's what one scripture says, but there's got to be more than one scripture for this to be something that, that I can teach, I can give out to the people. Because why? He has to make sure his authority, he's speaking correctly. So he's done his due diligence. He's done his teaching. You've got to do the same. Because, see, you can't sit under somebody that you don't believe. You've got to sit under somebody that you understand, no, they're speaking truth. And then guess what? Then you'll finally look up and go, I'm built on a rock, and nothing will push me off. But see, it's all perspective. Where are you at? Well, I'm going to stop right there and hand it back over here to Prophet Mark. Thank you.
Thank you again, Prophet Phil. And, you know, again, we are building on the rock. And this isn't my ministry. It's not like, oh, we're going to all, oh, yes, I follow Prophet Mark. No. Oh, I followed Prophet Deckard. Let me tell you what, people who follow Prophet Deckard ain't here no more. And that's the truth. Because it ain't following a prophet. And the prophet would have said, hey, it ain't about me. It's about what God is doing in the ministry. It's about what God is doing. It's the ministry. It's Ephraim. Follow God. We're trying to get you guys to get a relationship with the Lord God Almighty. This is not about, I am a servant of God. I'm no better than any of you guys who are servants of God. I do my part, you do your part, it all works together. I'm trying to get you to do your part so that I can do my part better and I don't have to do your part because I'm a lousy doing your part person. I do my part. You do your part, I do my part, and it all works together. You know, there's only one all-anointed one, and that was Yeshua Christ. And he's at the right hand of God making intercession, making sure that one day we're going to be able to get to heaven because without that, nobody getting to heaven. This is about what God is doing. This is about what God is building. This isn't about like, oh, yes, I follow Prophet Mark. You know, that happened in the Bible. Everybody says, well, I follow Paul or I follow Apollos or whoever. Oh, Paul had a few words about that. I imagine Paul got in front of that congregation, and I bet you there were some words spoken that they never forgot. And here we are today. But let me tell you what, you have an opportunity to really do something special here with what God is doing. This will become the greatest exodus of any time ever. There's going to be miracles. There's going to be things that are going to, you are going to be part of something to say. And you say, so, but Prophet Mark, I'm just Mark. How could I be part of something special? I'm just this person. I don't even come from an important family or whatever. I come from a broken home. My mom did this. My dad did that. Prophet Mark, how can it be? But it is. But it is because God will use whoever stands up and says, yea, Lord. And let me tell you what, even who do you leave in charge when Yeshua left this earth, who did he leave in charge? He left Peter in charge. And was not Peter the one who said, oh, yeah, I'm going to stand up for you, Christ. And the very next day, denied him three times. It broke him. It broke him. He couldn't forgive himself. Peter couldn't forgive himself. But he didn't know that he was going to be the leader of this whole thing one day. He didn't know that his part was important. He thought he was just a smojo. I'm just down there as a truck driver. You know, womanizing and cussing like a truck driver, and this is who I am. But no, he had a heart after God, and he had to learn how to get past his flesh, and he did. And he had to learn how to forgive himself for being weak. And what did Yeshua says? Now, after you done did your deed, you just remember, you go strengthen your brothers. Because you know why? After he done denied him, he knew he was weak. He knew he had to step up his game. He knew he had to get into some prayer and fasting. He knew he had to study the word more. He knew. And by golly, you know the old saying, you get me one time, shame on you. You do it again, shame on me. Let me tell you what, he learned this lesson, and that's what we have to do. We have to learn our lesson, and we have to get on that horse again and ride that horse. God ain't done with you yet. Who knows, you might fall off the horse 10 times, but let me tell you what, the 11th time, you're like the world's best horse rider. You know why? Let me tell you why. Because you knew all the ways on how to fall off that horse. Ain't going to happen again, is it? Oh, yeah, when the horse does this, I'm going to do that. When the horse does, I learned 10 ways that the horse tried to get me off. Those don't work no more. I ain't never getting off the horse again. I'm going to fulfill my destiny. And it ain't becoming rich. It ain't becoming popular. And it ain't becoming all of that. It's about serving God and fulfilling the destiny, which is to bring effort. There's only one thing going on, folks, from home. That's what he's doing right now. And he's bringing us together. He's ministering to you and me. This is it right here. Let me tell you what. I'm telling you right now, Fairfield, the corn, they will be talking about the corn patch around the world before this is all said and done. We will have thousands of people out there before this is said and done. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine, let's say 1,000 people showed up to the quarterly tonight. Oh, as far as I'm concerned, we're in trouble. Okay? Because number one, we all got to grow. We all got to be able to, we got to watch our, we need to support each other. We got, let me tell you what, the world is going to try to shut us down. The world is going to come against us. Our neighbors are going to come against us. Your families are going to come against us. And you need to help. We need to protect that. Which what, and it's not about like, oh yeah, we have to protect property. No! What God is doing. This is what God is doing. Not me. This is what God is doing. I just get to be a part. Isn't that wonderful? You know, I remember when I first come into this ministry, the hardest thing I had because I got to sit next to, I knew who the prophet Decker was. I knew he was Elijah. I knew it. And I kept on getting in the same room with him and riding in the car, and he would talk to me, and I'm like, I don't understand, Lord. If that's Elijah, who's that make me? You know who that makes me? Now, let me tell you, that makes me the son of Elijah, folks. And there is an Elijah revolution coming. And it ain't going to be about a prophet. It's going to be about a holy God. And they're going to have to learn. They're going to have to learn about the purpose of temptation. They're going to have to learn about producing fruit. They're going to have to learn about going through. They're going to have to learn about how to overcome. They're going to have to learn about all the things that you already know about. Almost, we got 200 series out there. We're not talking about CDs. We're talking about series to teach you into the anointing. Come to these events here, the quarterlies. You get yourself delivered. See a miracle if you need a miracle. God has set you free. Let me tell you what. Every time you can get in front of me or in front of the ministry here, you're going to take a giant Mary May I step forward. It's going to happen. I remember getting in front of the prophet every time. It's like, geez, stuff just started. It was just like I went home and everything was just so much easier. I wasn't struggling with this thing that I was struggling with before. I wasn't doing these things that I was not supposed to be doing. I was actually able to do things right and starting to, and it didn't happen all overnight. It was a progressive thing. Here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept. God is going to build you into the servant that he has created, if you allow him. Or you can go play with the world, and you can have, you know, 5 cars and 2 homes and 3 dogs, and you can be the most popular person on the street. I'm telling you right now, we are not going to be popular with the world. Just get that out of your mind. You know, how long has it been since Israel, from the very beginning, the old prophets. We used to be ruled by the prophets until the, oh, we want a king. Israel wanted a king. Why do they want a king? Because we want to be just like the world, see? It's not about being, it's about serving God. And let me tell you what, God is going to bring people back to Israel who want to serve him more than what they want in this world. And let me tell you, folks, you will be tested. There will be some serious tests along the way. Now, you see what you done did? I got to preaching, and Lord have mercy on us all. I'm just going to take off. See, I don't get to preach this so much. See, now you got to see what you did. You just got me used. It's your fault, Miss Donna. That's right. Well, let me tell you why. We got another great young man here. His name is Richard. Richard, tell us who you are and what's going on in your life.
I'm from Lansing, Michigan, and work fast food. And what I've been dealing with lately is I've been working on getting judgment and discord out of my life. And what I've come to realize is that, for one, it's so easy, right? God gave us a mind to be able to use common sense and identify things and try to think with logic. And the problem is that we use our minds, that gift, to pass judgment. And the scripture compares judgment and discord to murder. That's how severe it is. You know, we try to, you know, I feel like, at least for me myself, what I'm working on right now is just, if I'm going to judge it, I'm going to look away from it. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to look at it. It's not my business. You know, we have to work on, and it's an everyday struggle for everybody, I feel like. You know, you got to stay on top of it. You got to constantly be checking your heart and checking your mind about, am I forging an opinion on something that's none of my business? Am I focused on me? Am I focused on God? Because, you know, it's so easy that half the time people in this world, when they want a conversation with you, they start it by sowing judgment or discord. You know, there are people, I went to a social gathering recently where that was the whole conversation the whole time. And I'm sitting there with my palms sweating in my seat like, what am I doing here? You know, it's so rampant these days that there's entire social media accounts and there's communities based on just judging stuff and just mucking up a storm of it. And we have to remember that if we can't learn how to not judge our brothers and sisters in Ephraim, we're not going to know how to not judge those people out in that world who have been judged their whole lives. You know, they need a place, a people that's not going to judge them, that's not going to point their finger at them and look at them and you're this and you're that, blah, blah, blah. So that's all I got.
Thank you, Richard. And you're right. You're so right. How to stay away from judgment and discord. That's so tough today because we have the internet, we have Snapchat, we have Pinterest, we have Discord, we have all the chat services, and I'm sure I'm forgetting a whole bunch of them, and it's crazy, and they're all set up for all this discord and everything, and you're right, you have to check yourself every day. It's like every day, that's what I do. As soon as I get done with this this thing here with you guys, I'm going to go be by myself, and I'm going to say, Lord, did I say everything right? And I'm going to judge myself. I don't judge any of you guys. I judge myself. And I try to do that all through the day. Did I produce good fruit? Did I say it the right way? Did I say it the wrong way? You know, every once in a while, I get a bad attitude. Have you ever got a bad attitude? Wake up on the wrong side. Don't talk to me. Wait a minute, Lord. I'm not being a good tree right now. I'm being a bad tree. Wait a minute. Let's see. What happens to the bad trees? Oh, we're cut down and thrown into the fire? I repent, Lord. You know, there's things that has happened where people have done stuff to me, stuff that really hurt my feelings. Has anybody ever done something that really hurt your feelings? And it's really been hard for you to really deal with, and it's just really been hard. And you know, right away you have to. What I do is like, you know what? I'm really, I know I have to forgive this person. You know, I know according to the scripture, Lord, I have to forgive this person. I know they hurt me, but I have to forgive them. And I have to be able to pray for them. Oh, my God. But I don't feel like forgiving them. I want to go over there and I want to mess them up. I want to give them a piece of my mind. See, that's that bad attitude. Lord, change my attitude. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for being a bad tree here. I'm going to right now forgive me, and I'm going to become that good tree. And Lord, oh, by the way, Lord, I'm really having a hard time forgiving such and such for doing such and such. I just really am. Can you please help me forgive them? See, that's all I do. It was that simple. And God will hear that prayer, and he will fill that prayer. And you will find out, boy, you know what? I don't even remember what did they do again? Oh, yeah, okay. I'm going to pray for them for sure. Yeah, I love those people. And meanwhile, they're upset at you, but yet you're praying for them and hoping the best for them, and they're, you know, bless them with a brick, you know, on the other side. But let me tell you what, we have to come through those situations. But that's what we teach here at Ephraim. We teach you guys. We teach you. It says, this is what the darkness is doing. This is how they're doing it. And this is what you have to, now listen to me. This is what you have to get your flesh not to do, and instead have your spirit man start to produce the right fruit. See, it's not a matter of going over to your mom's house who loves you and being nice to her. Oh, I love you, Mom. No, no. It's about the neighbor over there that's done all this crap against you, and you're having a hard time forgetting him. You have to love him like you love your mom. Oh, that's going to be tough, Prophet Mark. I don't know if I'm going to do that. See, but that's where we got to get to. Now, that does not mean that we have to, just because your neighbor doesn't like you, does not mean we have to, like, ignore the fact that he does not like us. We have to use wisdom, right? We're not going to let him hurt us anymore. We're going to make sure we, you know, yeah, we're not going to allow you to, you know, whatever, what situation ever happened to happen again. But let me tell you what, we have to be wise as serpents, but innocent as doves. Wise as serpents. And that's a fine line to find. It is, because this world is going to want to hurt us bad. Darkness is out there. There's a war going on. And let me tell you what, you have to remind yourself, such and such hurt your feelings. Maybe it was your parents. Maybe it was a friend. Maybe it was somebody in your family. Tell you what, now listen to me real closely. It wasn't them. It was not them. We war not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities. This war is not about you versus them. This war is about something bigger. And if you can get on the right side of the street, now let you know what happens. If you can get on the right side of the street, by golly, they might notice that you get on the right side of the street. They might get on the right side of the street too. But unless you get on the right side, you're going to have to be a leader. Ephraim is leadership. Ephraim is leadership. We're doing what's right. Every day, you know, people do all kinds of stuff, say all kinds of stuff. I don't even care anymore. You know, I wake up in the morning and says, I don't care. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to figure out what right is, and I'm going to do it. What's the right thing to do? That's what I'm going to do. If I have to forgive them, if I have to pray for them, whatever it is, I'm going to do it. And that's what I'm going to concentrate on. That's what I'm going to believe. And I ain't going to judge them. You know, a lot of times people do stuff against me, and a lot of times I go, you know, I ain't going to want to be them when they face God that on that day. I ain't going to be one in the same room, have to answer for all that bullshit. Sorry for the words, but hey. Again, folks, that's between them and God. I am trying to get to heaven. I am trying to be in front of God and hear God say, well done, good and faithful. What's it? Two words, good and faithful. I can preach right now for the next 3 hours just on that alone. I got some more people who want to preach. All right. I'm going to stop there. Okay, it's your fault. You did it. We have ourselves a real pastor. Thank God. You know how valuable that is? People don't understand. Let me tell you what, you're going to be in charge of all the pastors. You're going to have to be, because they won't be able to handle me, but you'll be able to get them in. Here you are. Pastor Dan's got something to say.
Thank you, Prophet Mark. Pastor Dan from Lansing, Michigan. You know, I ran from that. I ran from that title for a lot of years. I wanted to be, even as a kid, I didn't want, you know, I would hear Prophet Deckard tell how it was in his life from the time he was young, and I would just be in awe. The Lord's been showing me, Dan, it's been in your life since you were young. The kid at school, and I said I wasn't going to cry. Damn it. But it comes, whatever. The kid in school that always got picked on. One day I was shooting hoops, and he was there, and I started picking on him. I don't know why. And he stopped and looked at me and said, Dan, why? And I'm like, Mitch, my heart broke. I cried. I'm sorry. You don't deserve that. We became close friends. He had no friends. No friends. Every day, while I was in school with him for a couple of years, we played basketball every day at lunch. I purposed to be his friend. I was a lonely kid. Who am I, Lord? I understand that well. Who am I? Who am I to be able to be in the garage? Who am I to have a place in this? I'm happy just in the back corner serving. Prophet Deckard taught. It's what God said in his word. It's about our hearts. And then I came into the ministry and for the first time began to learn and come to understand what a real prophet was. I didn't understand correction. I'm still learning correction. See, folks, correction is love. I'm a landscaper, and we'll come into a project, and it's just a beautiful lawn. Get out our orange paint. We start marking out where the patio is going to go, put in paving brick, retaining walls. Start digging it out, get all the grass out of there, get all the topsoil off. You got to get down to solid ground, building the foundation of that patio. Because if the foundation's not right, we spend 2-3 weeks prepping a foundation and 2 days laying the brick and making it beautiful. Just like Prophet Mark said, building the house. And there'd be times where I'd put all this work in and I thought it was right and it looked good and the stone's in there and it's well compacted and maybe we get a little rain that night and come back the next day and there's one area of that patio where I go walk on it and it's punky and spongy. What in the world is this? Oh, just lay it and go. No, that ain't right. And get the shovels out and start digging that gravel back up. Get down into that subsoil and realize there was some muck. Couldn't see it. Didn't know it was in there. But if you don't get it out. And that's what correction is. You don't see the muck. But it's the love of our leadership. It's the love of God to correct us and say, let's get that muck out so that the whole foundation is solid. Yea, Lord. So that I can build something of worth in your life. And that's what God wants for you. That's what God wants for each of us. And I love what Prophet Mark said. It's about your heart. There's no, as Prophet Deckard used to say, big I's and little U's in this thing. There's a place for everyone. We all have a job. Every joint supplies. Every need, every talent, every gift is of value. Just like Richard said. And if we're too busy judging or if we're too busy wounded or if we're too busy focused on the wrong things that we can't love, good, and faithful. Those are both fruit, because it all comes back to the fruit of the Spirit. Being a good sheep. You know, the goats don't make heaven. And there's a lot of goats. And we're going through it. And I'm realizing, holy crap, I got goat tendencies in my own heart. I had the stone foundation laid. I was ready to put the brick down, and God's like, no, that punky there, that's a part of you being a goat. I got to get it out, Lord. I want to get it out. I want. And see, folks, that's the thing. You light your heart into action, prayers, and you commit that time, and the Lord will show you, work on this, clean that up, get into this, get that out, so I can do something with you, so I can build what you were purposed for. I sit and marvel. I remember being a kid alone, and I go, Lord God, when I got saved, it was radical. I was ninth grade. I was young. It changed my life. And in the best way I knew how, I've ran after God hard all my life since then. But there's a lot of punky muck that God's had to bring out of my life. And my perspective, that's what the purpose of temptation is all about. Every trial I go through, every day, I hear Prophet Mark teach it week after week. Every day, why am I doing this? What's the right thing today? Not just today. What's the right thing right now? What's the right thing next moment, the next situation? And I didn't understand how to forgive. I understand the struggle of Peter because I have failed. I failed much. But I understand I'm forgiven. You can be forgiven. You can be forgiven if you will but confess from your heart, pray that prayer, help me, Lord, whether it's forgiving someone else or forgiving yourself. And I've been praying it, help me, Lord, because I'm messing up. But I now understand in a deeper way. That mess up just shows me right where I need to get in there and dig it out, where God's word will get in there and penetrate and reveal the sin, so I can be holy. That's what this ministry is about. That's what these teachings are about. 200 plus series. There is so much material. And folks, your church may have a lot of series out there, but I'm telling you, these series are rightly divided. It's the word rightly divided. I've studied stuff on forgiveness, on self-condemnation, and it didn't do any good because it wasn't rightly divided. But the material and the truth of God's word as it's brought forth in Ephraim is rightly divided. You can trust it. You can wake up every day and trust that what I'm putting my heart to within the word and the truth of it, I can stand on. My bricks aren't going to move. 10 years from now, my patio, my walls are going to stand because that I can trust. There's a lot in this world you can't trust. There's a lot of lies, a lot of false, a lot of fake, pulling, enticing, luring, but you can't trust it. But the word of God can be trusted. And I'm here to tell you, folks, this family of Ephraim can be trusted. There's a scene. I'm a visual guy. There's a scene in the movie Avengers, or one of those Avengers, Marvel Avengers movies. But there's a scene where they're in the middle of the city and they're being attacked all over the sky, the ground. They're coming in from every angle. And the team turns and they all put their backs to each other as a circle. And they win. Why? Because they learn to trust. Because they know we got each other's back. We're not warring against each other. We have come together in unity. And that's what God's working and getting done in us now, so that we can stand with our backs to one another. Everybody doing their part. And the world will bring, and the devil will bring what he brings. But it ain't going to matter, because God's going to get it done.
Thank you, Prophet. Thank you, Pastor Dan. Let me tell you what, I can't be more excited about your ministry going forward. Boy, I tell you what, it's just going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
Yes,
it's going to be amazing. Hey, we got somebody else here. We got Sam. Sam here. Got a few words to say here. Sam, tell them who you are and what's going on.
Hey, I'm Samuel Stoltz, and from Illinois here. That was some good words, Pastor Dan. So, but I've been looking at myself lately and judging myself and looking at the things in my life, the muck in my life, and what God has kind of shown me was kind of Prophet Mark talked about it is my attitude. What is my attitude going in a day-to-day basis? On a daily basis, how is my attitude? And I found myself probably 3 out of the 7 days, I had a bad attitude. Why'd I have a bad attitude? Well, yeah, the work was a little hard and it got hot. And, well, it changes your mood when you're a little hot and you're hungry and you hit your head on a board and you stub your toe and now you got a bad attitude. God forgive me. I'm trying to have a good attitude today. I want to change it. 5 minutes later, bonk. There's the same board you just hit 5 minutes ago. God, help me with my attitude. But no, that didn't go on for a little bit. Still had the bad attitude. Day after day, time after time. And it's not just me. And what I really want to bring to your attention is, yeah, my attitude was bad, and I was a bad tree, and I got to fix it. But what kind of example am I bringing to the people around me? I'm having a bad attitude when I'm supposed to be having a good one. But what am I showing to my coworkers? What am I showing to the people that I'm out and about with in my daily life? You know, because it's not just me. Yeah, I want to have a good attitude for me, absolutely, and for God, because I want to have a great day. But am I going to bring down other people just because I hit my head and I was a little hot and I, whatever, didn't like what was going on? And our flesh gets in the way, and it's hard. Because I work really hard, and I'm going, I want to have a good attitude. Let's just smile and have a good attitude. And you hit your head and you smile a little bit and you're like, thank God. Thank God. But it's really hard. You know, and as simple as just having a good attitude is, it is hard on a daily basis. But using the word and I use when I have a bad attitude and I get upset and I get angry at things and, well, why isn't this working? Why, what? And it doesn't work out. Well, what can I use? What kind of scripture can I use to combat this? Well, when I'm in my rage of fits, when I'm upset, I like to use the scripture of the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. I just say that over. If I get upset, hey, Samuel, look at yourself. This attitude, it's got to go. Because the wrath of man doesn't work the righteousness of God. You can't be in righteousness. You can't work the works of God. You're having a bad attitude. So cut it out. It's not easy. I wish I could say I've won a lot of those battles, but you know what? You lose more than you win. But when you start losing, you start winning. Just like falling off the horse. Fall off 10 times. Well, the 11th time, well, yeah, I'm going to start ducking a little bit more on that board because I don't want to hit it. My head's getting a little tired of hitting that board. What's your attitude? My attitude. How can I change that? And that's what I've been doing is just a lot of self-reflection and kind of just listening to Prophet Mark and Sister Donna and kind of like Pastor Dan said, looking at our tendencies and am I a sheep in this situation? not just did I have a good attitude, was I a sheep in it? Did I do the right thing? Did I keep the still waters? Did I do what God wants me to do and the Word says to do in that situation? Or did I just let my flesh run about and do whatever it wanted to do? And here we are, the end of the day, and you're like, well, I really didn't get that done. Forgive me, Father. Forgive me, Lord. I didn't get that done. But tomorrow I'm going to try. I'm going to try harder. I may fail just as bad yesterday as today, but I'm going to try. Can't give up. Got to always keep going at it with the right heart, humbly, with a broken and a contrite heart. So, well, that's all I really have to talk about, Brock Marxell. Thank you.
And that's right. You're so right, Sam. You're on the right track. Let me tell you what, that's what you got to do. And you know, sometimes you just wonder, it's like, will I ever be able to have a good attitude at least for at least 7 days in a row? Please, dear Lord, just 1 week, it's going to happen. It'll happen. And that's what it is. You just keep on finding out the things that you need to do, the scriptures you need to, the prayers you need to pray, the fasting. You come to the quarterlies, all of a sudden, you go from, three bad days to one bad day just because you showed up and the anointing got into your life a little more and where it was easier for you to do that. So many things that God wants to bring into your life is just because you're in the right place at the right time, God's going to get it done. Well, let me tell you what, we got still some time here, and I'm going to give this over to Micah Reinbolt. Micah, tell them who you are and what's going on.
Hi, my name is Micah Reinbolt. I'm an electrician at Sunrun for a solar electrician, and I install panels on the side of buildings. And I was really trying to think about how to really do the best I can in my everyday. And it's really like you start something and you get some fires over here start up, you start something else and some fires over there, but just here a little and there a little. And I've been trying to learn that, trying to put out all the fires. And sometimes I understand how it works. Like you study the Word, and because you studied the Word, you get convicted for that. And because the Word's sake, because trials will come because of the Word. And you're like, oh man, I really need to focus on this. I really need to focus on work. And you start to like stop studying as much so that you would have a better day. And you're like, oh, shit, it's so easy to fall into that comfortable position. And I've been trying to get that shit out of my life. I heard Dan talk, and it's really opened my eyes that I need to work on excellence a lot more, because it's not just about getting the job done. It's about the people around you, to love your clients, to love your neighbor as yourself. It's so important, and it's so hard to do sometimes. And I would say that I thought I was doing pretty good loving my partner, but what about the other people that he's with? What about the other people that are talking behind my back? And I've been trying to get that right in my life, and just I guess that's what I got to say.
Right. And Mike, it is a struggle. But you know what? You're going to make it. It's going to happen. It is happening. And you're on the right track. And that's what it's all about. That's what it is about here in Ephraim, is getting people on the right track. This is what God is doing. This is a ministry for us. We are the ministry. This is not my ministry. This is our ministry. It's your ministry. And we're going to be the best, and we are the best. And you're right, having that spirit of excellence is so important. Boy, there's got to be some messages in that right there. So, you know what? We got one more person here. I have someone here, Joshua Reinbolt. Tell them who you are and what's going on.
Hello, my name is Joshua Reinbolt. I work at Disney. I work at Hollywood Studios, and I work the parking. And my job is... It's a job that when people look at it, they're like, oh, that's simple. That's easy. It is easy, but it's difficult. And I deal with people every day. And one of the things I've been struggling on was like prayer and like being a good sheep. And I don't know how, but like throughout my whole life, I noticed something a while back is that I kept on getting in these situations where I would hear like some like people talk about something. I hear something. Someone's like, oh, they're talking bad about them on Discord and all that stuff. And I have to walk away from that. But there'll be other times where I have people, they come up to me and they're like, oh, this guy, he's having a tough time and all that. And then you have to oh, he did this against you, did that against you, and I had to forgive him. And for the longest time, I had to learn how not to judge. And I'm still working on that. It's a pain in the butt. And because like you might not judge him verbally, you might not judge him with your actions, but sometimes you have that natural reaction of just like, oh, I judge him in my heart. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that. And the only way I learned about this whole situation was like me just about that whole situation is that when I hear someone like judging something else, I just pray about it. I'm like, I'll forgive them, and then I just pray about it. And every time that happens, and I've learned about that, and I was like, something happened, and I just pray about it. And at my work, I have a ton of people talking, like, Discord is such a huge thing. And I'm trying to get better at, like, prayer. I'm going through a prayer series, and then on top of that, I'm doing the Sheep, Goats, and Wolves. And that combination, that's a good combination because it's difficult. And I'm like, oh gosh, now I got to pray for these people and also be a good sheep at the same time. I'm like, what the heck's going on? So, I just try to pray and I try to have a good attitude at my work. And there was a period where I had a good attitude and I was doing a great job at my work. And then there's a time period where I stopped. And I don't know what happened. And I'm like, I was trying to be really good. I was trying to be excellent at my job. But then I was like, that's not good enough. That's not good enough to be excellent at my job. I need to show that I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying myself, even through the hell of high water when we're getting slammed with like 4,000 cars at once or whatever. And we have tons of people coming in. Everyone's arguing. Everyone's panicking. Hell's breaking loose. And I'm like, I'm in the moment. And I don't know how, but I love those moments. And it just blows my mind that I somehow thrive in like hellish situations. But I have to say that comes to the prayer, when it comes to that, like the Discord and the prayer stuff, I just pray about it. That's what I have. That's all I have.
Well, thank you so much, Joshua. That was a great testimony, and we're all in that same boat, and everybody's taking the step forward. And let me tell you what, we all are going to be leaders. Ephraim is leadership, and it's leadership and what God is doing in this world, and we're going to get it done, and we're going to go back to Israel, and we're going to see this whole thing done. We're going to see the miracles, and we're going to see the greater works. Amen. Here you go, Sister Donna.
I want to remind you all that with God, all things is possible, and thank you for tuning in. Shalom.